Hey guys, Crew Neil here with another episode of Muay Thai Saved Me. Alongside me is Edwin Lopez. Do you want to say a couple words, buddy?
Not much. I'm just excited. I like that we got a little bit more room.
And so absolutely. Absolutely.
Going, you know?
Yeah. Last time we were all jammed up like sardines, right? It was a little warm. But across from us is Orlena. She's been a member with us. I won't give you that detail just yet. I'll let her do that. But Orlena, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Orlena. I've been a member going on 3 years now. I was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and moved out to LA about 12 years ago.
Wow.
I'm a business owner, and I have two daughters.
Do those two daughters, do they train?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. I'm working on it.
Okay.
So I have a question. What's with the dog?
What's with the dog? Oh, I'm sorry. This is Gizmo. This is our MTK rep and therapy dog.
Oh, nice.
Well, but with that said, Orlena, can you tell everyone, like, how did you discover MTK and Muay Thai? Like, how did you discover that?
The way I discovered Muay Thai and MTK was very random thing that came into my life. And at that time, I was about a year and a half out of a relationship with my children's father. And I just was looking for new things to try that would help me grow during that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of things were you doing at that time? Like, what are some other things that alongside you looking for? What were you doing at that present moment?
I actually had joined an organization known as PHP. Mm. There, I met some great people, learned some great things that further developed my growth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, me and Edwin did meet you there officially.
That's true. For people who don't know, we were at a very nice party. And I overheard, or you were introduced as trainers at a kickboxing gym. And I said, I've always wanted to try kickboxing. You know, I'll give it a shot. And I think Edwin and I exchanged information. And a couple weeks later, I came to the gym for my first class.
Yeah. Now, to touch base on your first class, before you even came to your first class, never did any type of martial art whatsoever?
No, nothing like this whatsoever. It was brand new to me.
Okay.
I didn't even Google Muay Thai before I came. So I had no expectations.
Wow.
Yeah. And I started in the middle of pandemic. So at that time we were outside.
Mm.
So I really didn't know anything different. I was like, oh, this is what we do. We, you know, kick pads with our shoes on. I didn't really know. I joined that same night.
Mm.
Even though I had no idea what I was doing, never worn gloves, didn't know how to punch properly, kick properly, but I knew there was something more to this that made me want to come back and try it again. And I knew if I didn't join that night, that I may not come back. So I really wanted just to try something I had never done before and stick with it.
I want to touch base on what you kind of said there. You were like, there was something that you felt that there was something more to this. What was that feeling? Like, what did you see, experience in that class that you're like, you know what, there's something more to this and I want to tap more into it. So I'm going to sign up tonight. Like, maybe an experience? Was it a certain move? Was it a workout? Like, what was it that was going in your mind where you're like, oh my gosh, there's something more to this?
I think it was a couple of different things. It was the workout itself. It was not boring at all. It was very fun. It was something I've never done before. And I thought I can exercise and I can learn a new skill at the same time. And also you were training that night at that class and you knew everyone's name. You knew what weights they were lifting at that time. So I was very impressed with that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel though? Like, you know, you've never done this before. You're taking your first guy. You said you've never thrown a punch, kick, knee, elbow, and then you're getting thrown into this.
Yes,
like,
yes.
How did that feel?
I was nervous. Mm-hmm. I was in my head a little bit that I'm not doing this right. It wasn't until a few classes later where I decided just to get out of my head,
and
just go with the flow. Kind of learn as I go, that's what I did end up doing.
Okay. Yeah. And I want to touch base on this because I know there's many other people, especially other women that come in for the first time. And you hear me say, Orlena, don't overthink it. Just have fun. You're going to do everything wrong. After you hear me saying those things, how did you feel? Did you feel like that helped a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
I do. Okay. It was like, okay, you're okay with me doing everything wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself to be perfect.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. How'd you feel after your first class?
I loved it. I was excited. Yeah.
How'd you feel? Because, you know, they always say when you work out, it releases the endorphins, yes. right? It yes. releases the endorphins. How did you feel? Did you feel happy?
I was. Yeah? I was really happy. And I've tried other, you know, workout programs before, but it was just, I think, that sense of community when you first came here mm-hmm. that made me want to come back and try it again. Wow. Yeah.
And, yeah. Okay. So you had a great experience. You signed up. What brought you back? Like, I mean, you've been with us for 3 years now, right? You could have easily stopped after 6 months. And for those of you that got, you guys don't know, like, Elena started with coming once a week.
I did.
Then she came to coming twice a week. And then three times, now this girl comes almost every day, literally sometimes like 7 days a week.
So I have something important here because she's been with us 3 years. Does she have a nickname yet? Because we have the Slugger, we have the Predator, we have Popcorn, we have all these. Have you given her a nickname?
I sure have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. If you guys are watching and you see this, you see that gold chain around her neck?
Yeah.
I call her Team Gold Chain because it gives her like special powers apparently. Like when she wears the gold chain, she's like hitting harder. She's lifting more weights. You know, she's doing more repetitions. So that's my nickname.
Do we have those in the lobby? Like,
Maybe we should.
I know, MTK.
There you go.
I would buy one.
She would buy one?
Yeah, get one for Gizmo too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. Do you have any friends or anybody that you brought with you that you've influenced since you started joining MTK and started working out?
You know, no one has come with me so far. I used to introduce it a lot to people, but they're just, oh, it's not my thing. And so I let it go.
Are you being selfish?
This is my place. Okay. I'm just kidding. But no, I've made some amazing friends here.
Okay.
So it's just, and we all have the same goals in mind and we all hold each other accountable. If we don't show up, it's like, hey, where were you tonight? Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of gym.
So your friend Anna, who comes, you guys are always together and like you guys are kind of like BFFs.
Yeah.
You guys met here?
We did. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see you guys together everywhere.
I know. Here I know.
Outside of the
everywhere.
Gym,
so. I know. When you do jiu-jitsu together, you get close very fast. So yeah.
Now let's touch base into that too, because like you guys heard me say earlier, Orlena started with coming once a week, twice, three times. Now she's coming literally every day. Did you hit a point? What made you decide, you know what, this is striking, but I want to try this grappling stuff. And we're literally, like you said, we're very intimate, yes. right? You're super close to a person.
Yes.
What was that like in a sense where you're transitioning from, all right, we have distance, we're hitting pads, mm-hmm. right? But now it's like, I'm ready. Like what clicked in your head where you're like, I'm ready to be this close to someone and learn this ground grappling stuff?
You know, I think you had the program, for maybe a month or two. And, Anna and I at that time didn't really know each other that well, but I knew she had tried the class once or twice. And she said, I'll be here Monday if you want to try it. I said, okay, let's do it. So we partnered up that Monday. And after that, it was just, it's super challenging. Jiu-Jitsu was so challenging, but I loved it. Mm. And in just a short time, I learned so much. Before if I were to get thrown on the ground, I would have no idea how to defend myself. But now I kind of know how to use my energy. That's great. It's very beneficial. That's great. If you can get past getting very close to one another, then I think you should do it. I highly recommend it.
Do you have any advice for other women who maybe want to try Muay Thai or Jiu-Jitsu? Like what were some of your mentals? Words of affirmation, let's say, like, what did you tell yourself to help you overcome that hurdle of that being uncomfortable, right?
I think just in general in life, I always think, you know, you have to be uncomfortable to grow.
Absolutely.
So I'm willing to be uncomfortable to get better.
I love that.
So
I love that. Like you were nervous in this podcast.
Of course, I'm nervous. Yeah.
Gizmo. I've never seen Gizmo get bent so much.
I know, poor Gizmo.
You know, and Orlena, besides everything you've already mentioned, what would you mind sharing? Like what were you going through at that time in your life when you said you were just, you know, you got out of this breakup, it's a year and a half and you were trying to just try new things. What were some of the things you were dealing with at that moment when you've gotten through a breakup? Like you just had the breakup, right? what were some of the emotions and like, yeah, what were some of the emotions that you were dealing with at that time?
Well, going back a few years, at that time, I was just such in a dark place. I'm not going to talk specifically about things that happened because there was another party involved. But yeah, I was in such a dark place. I had no control of my emotions, my thoughts, my feelings. And I just kept falling deeper and deeper and deeper into this depression. And one day I just thought, you know, I got to get out of this. I have to get out of this for myself. I have to get out of this for my girls, because I didn't know what was going to happen if I didn't, honestly. But I think it's just what I went through is just so much bigger than a breakup. Going back, I needed that to happen. I needed to, I don't think I was living up to my full potential at that time. And I think that just kind of shook me awake. Yeah. From that dark space came so much good. So I wouldn't be where I am today without it, for sure. 100%.
Do you have any words of advice, any words of encouragement, any words of inspiration you could share with maybe another woman or man that might be in that same dark presence, that dark hole? And, you know, do you have any words of, you know, advice for someone that might be going through something like that as well?
What I will say is this, there's this quote that I read a couple years ago and it really resonated with me. And it goes, sometimes when you're in a dark place, you feel like you've been buried, but you've really been planted. And that's how I felt for the longest time. I felt buried. But if you can weather the storm, you can grow from it. And that's how I feel. That's, I mean, there's always, I think everyone goes through a point in their life where you either have to make a choice to continue to be buried or you grow from it. And so that kind of, that came to me. And I, even today in the gym or adversities in my business, I look for the solutions. I don't focus on the problems. And if something goes not my way or it goes wrong, then I just move past it. So, and everything happens for a reason.
I love it. How has, like you, all the training and the discipline and everything that you've learned here and the friendships and everything, how do your daughters see it? Because they don't train, right? I always see you bringing them to the gym and everything. How, do they say anything about you training and you, your dedication here? And when they're here, do they ask you any types of questions or anything like that about it?
Yeah. Although they're not training here now, they tell all their friends that their mama does boxing and they show them the gloves. So it's very cute. And the other day, I was kind of talking out loud. I said, oh, I mean, I have my days too where I'm like, oh, it's raining outside. I don't want to go to the gym. And Lily says to me, she says, Mama, you have to go to the gym.
Oh, that's cute.
You have to go. That's your boxing.
That's so cute.
So, yeah.
So it sounds like you've actually made an impression on your girls.
Yeah, right? I think so. Yeah. Even though they're not here yet, I think I've made an impression that you have to stick to something. Wow. Yeah.
That's really, amazing. That's
good. That is. That's really cool. I know. Have you ever tried training them? Like, you know,
a little bit.
Getting some pads with you.
A little bit. Yeah. 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 A little bit. Yeah.
That's cool.
But I'll leave it for the professionals for sure.
That's awesome. Do you, with you being with us, kind of piggybacking off of Edwin's question, been with us for 3 years, 3.5 years. Do you feel like with that training, do you feel yourself like overcoming certain obstacles in class and then kind of transitioning those skill sets that you learned? Have you ever taken it outside into your personal life and like helped you overcome maybe present obstacles that you're going through?
Oh, all the time.
Have you gotten any fights or anything?
Not yet. I do want to start a fight though someday, but just to see how I would do.
Nice. We might hire somebody, okay?
Maybe at like Target or something, you know? But
we might have Robert Brown in an alley with you. Okay?
I know. But mentally, this art makes you very strong and disciplined as a person in general. So I think in that way, I've become more disciplined. Obviously, you have to be disciplined to come to this gym every day, for sure. I'm just, you know, trying new things that I've never tried before. I mean, I spar and I never thought I would spar. When I first came here, I would see the people sparring. I'm like, well, that's not even for me. Like, but here we are.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like huge. Now, what was your shift in your mindset that you're like, you know what? That one day when you're like, you know what? Next week, I'm going to do that. What happened there? Because that's a huge step up.
It is. Yeah. I think I had gone to last year's fight camp. And we, you know, we touch on some sparring in that class. And after that class, I was like, okay, I'll spar. I'll try it out. Wow. And I enjoyed it. Yeah. I'm taking a little break now because of an injury, but that's, you know, common in this sport.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, what would you, do you have any advice for any women that have, just like you, never done any, never thrown a punch or a kick? Do you have any advice for them? Like, maybe to advise them to spar? Do you have any words of encouragement for them?
I would say here in this gym, everyone is willing to help you, especially the men. They're not going to, no one's going to come and knock you out. It's not like that at all. You know, if you set the tone with what you're comfortable with. And I think that's what helped me. Everyone who spars will help you and only go as hard as you want to go. No one's going to physically try to hurt you.
As it should be, because there's
exactly
there's an old saying. There's a lot of gyms out there. I'm not going to mention them, but some gyms' philosophy is like you gotta go hard. You know, you gotta replicate the fight feeling. You know,
I think that's Cobra Kai, bro.
Yeah, I've been watching too much Cobra Kai.
I'm serious. There's actually gyms out there that philosophize like you gotta make it as real as possible. So when you actually fight, you don't freak out. You don't do that, but we train the Thai way, you know, and the Thai way, it's about control. It's like play sparring. It's technical sparring where you get to experiment and try things out, because maybe you learned a new kick in class and you're like, I want to try that. But if you're trying to try something out and someone's trying to take your head off, you're not going to feel comfortable practicing a new move that you just learned. Right. So when you're doing it in controlled sparring, you feel comfortable experimenting and you get caught by your partner. And then you're like, oh man, that would have knocked me out in a real fight.
Right.
So you continue trying to sharpen that technique up. And that's why the Thais do it that way. They do it controlled sparring. So you can do it every day and your fight IQ gets built up, you know? So yeah, I just want to touch base on it, because a lot of people are afraid, you know, of like, if I spar, I might get a black eye. I might get cracked ribs. And it's like, no. Maybe certain training methods for certain other coaches, but we don't do that here at MTK. We do it the Thai way.
Yeah.
No controlled technical sparring.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. Did you hear about the emails that were sent? Because a lot of people knew that you were coming onto the podcast, and it was like emails that came in, ask her this question. So I don't know. Is this the right time to ask that question?
Please do.
So
do it.
There was like 15 emails that came in, and they were like, is it true that Orlena wears her outfits one time and then buys a new one every single time that she comes in?
Oh, this is,
people
want to
know, because I've never seen you double wear the same outfit.
Oh my God. It's true. All true. you know, I love getting dressed up to come to the gym. It makes me feel good. It's not a vanity thing, but I have no, I love to like shower, hair, makeup before I come. I just feel like I do better in class that way.
I gotta try that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. A little mascara won't hurt.
Add a gold chain. I'm telling you. Team gold chain. Hashtag team gold chain.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yes, because you're always in different outfits. We're just like, man, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Like,
just so you guys know, if you don't know Orlena, she's literally best dressed person in class every single time.
We had a yearbook here.
You best would win. Dress.
Let me tell you. Best dressed. We should definitely, do a yearbook. I don't know. Robert Brown. I don't know. It's right there. Oh, we might have to do a walk-off.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, guys, thank you, Orlena, so much for coming today. It's always great to hear it from like a female's perspective, especially for someone who's never trained before. You know, and she's been with us for, 3.5 years. And, you know, I want to end it with one last question. What keeps you coming back? It's 3.5 years, but you're still coming every day with the best outfits ever. What brings you back every day?
I just love the community we have here. I love the people. I've made some lifelong friends here. The trainers are amazing. It's always a good workout. And I think that one thing that really helped me in the beginning was, I know this sounds crazy. I know this is a gym, but I wasn't thinking of it as me coming to work out. Because I know, oh, I got to go work out. That can get kind of repetitive. I just thought of it as I'm going to learn something new.
I love that.
And the byproduct of that was me getting into shape. So I think when you look at it as you're learning something new, and I think all of us that come here are, Muay Thai is not a very common martial art to get into. So if you look at it that way, then I think you're more like acceptable to growth.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
And it coming from a female perspective too, I think that's very valuable for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, thank you so much for coming today.
You're welcome.
And guys, that concludes another episode for Muay Thai Save Me, guys. Stay tuned. We got a lot more valuable content coming soon. Just don't forget, like, share, subscribe to our YouTube channel, guys. Edwin, do you have any final last words for
Be careful at Targets, because that's what she's looking for, the fights. So she's picking for a fight at Target. But just be aware, if you see her in the aisle, turn around.
Turn around. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, have a great rest of your day, guys.